Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio I am joined by Liz Trossel of the Green Team of Carbon County. Liz, pleasure to get you in the studio today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Honored to be here.
You know, it's always exciting when we get to talk to nonprofits here. This one founded all the way back in 2009. It feels like it was just yesterday, but at the same time, that was a long time ago. So it's been an organization that's been around for a while. But for people who might not be familiar, what is the Green Team?
Sure, yes. The Green Team is a group of volunteers who just wants to educate and inspire our community to capture more of those recyclable materials that could be ending up in the landfill. So we assist others by offering different, we have our trailers that we recycle paper and aluminum, and then we also have our trailers that recycle cardboard. We have one there at the Prehistoric Museum and behind Market Express. But yes, just to we are here to empower our community, to help them and be a servant to them in, you know, just making our community more green.
You know, it's always exciting when we see recycling initiatives like this, because it feels like for a few years, it's kind of gone out of the public eye. We've heard less about reduce, reuse, recycle, but organizations like the Green Team are working to try and bring that back. Now, those trailers do accept mixed papers, you know, newspapers, magazines, junk mail, things like that. White or light office or school paper and aluminum cans only. But with those cardboard exclusive trailers, there really is an option for everyone to get involved with recycling. Everyone's going to have junk mail. Everyone probably has some cardboard boxes they have flying around that they're going to want to get rid of.
Yes, yes, that is true. Yes. And I always say that every little bit matters, like teaching our kids and just doing what we can. You know, I always say that do for one what you wish you could do for all. And so you just try what you can. You try with what recyclable materials you have in your home.
Now, a few things that the Green Team has accomplished recently. I mean, you look at some of the statistics. The community's recycled 12 tons of paper using these Green Team trailers over the last 6 months. That's incredible. That's an amazing impact that these trailers are having on not just the community, but when you look at kind of that statewide impact it's going to have, we're helping reduce those emissions.
Yes, yes, that is great. That's so awesome to see the impact we are making, and then we're trying our best.
And then another thing that you guys have done is you collect and bale approximately 1/2 ton of cardboard for recycling every 10 days. That's just an incomprehensible amount of cardboard to me. That's absolutely insane. What are you thinking about it? Everything we buy typically comes in a cardboard package. It's a great way to help lower the impact that's going to have on the environment by going to one of these Green Team trailers and recycling.
Yes, yes. And we are blessed to have Loveless Ash enable us to use their baler and bale all of our cardboard there. So it really does take the members and the small businesses and the businesses in our community to help us succeed in this, because it is a community effort, and we are very blessed to have so many different organizations and businesses collaborating with us and helping us.
Let's kind of double down on that community element of this. So like you said, this is very community heavy.
Yes.
If there's someone listening right now, they want to get involved with the Green Team, what would be the best way for them to kind of go about doing that?
Sure, yes. They can find us on Facebook. It's called The Green Team of Carbon County is our page. And that's where we have all of our info. They can, private message us there. They can reach out to me personally and get on our email list. We meet once a month on the second Thursdays of the month at noon. So we're meeting today, and just to, you know, get involved, say, what can I do? We've had a few teachers reach out recently, and they are starting more initiatives in the schools. So that's really great to be teaching the future generations.
Now, like you mentioned, you moved to Carbon County in 2018. Green Team has been going since 2009. Yeah. Since moving to the area, what have you enjoyed most about your time working with the Green Team?
Yes, just that they are an enthusiastic group of volunteers from all ages. You know, we have teachers, we have a lot of retired individuals, and they are just excited to help where they can. It's always fun. We bale cardboard about once a week, and that is an enthusiastic group of people who are ready to get those trailers unloaded so they can be back out there for the community to fill up again.
You know, I think the best way to get to to know a new community, especially if you're moving to a new area or just to meet new people, is by joining a nonprofit, especially like the Green Team. Lots of community involvement, and it's going towards a great cause. Now, this isn't just a one city specific thing. You've got recycling all across the Castle Country. I mean, you look at Helper, Price, East Carbon. You guys are really all over the place.
Yes, yes. We are blessed to even have, I just drove by the trailer there at the bowling alley here, and then we have all the way out to a trailer in the parking lot of Miners Trading Post. So that is awesome to just be spread throughout. Even at Wellington Elementary is one of our greatest schools who really does a great job at recycling.
It's just filled to the brim. I love the community aspect of this. So let's give a plug one more time. If people are wanting to get involved with the Green Team, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure, yes. Find us on Facebook, and it's called The Green Team of Carbon County. They can private message us, and we will get back to them as soon as possible. They can even like and comment on our post, and that's a great way to get the post out to others, or share it with your friends too, as to where we have a great where to list also located on our Facebook page that tells you all over the state of Utah where the closest thing is to recycle things like glass. We're currently trying to get glass, a glass initiative where we can recycle more glass, and we've been collaborating with Moab on that and working on that initiative.
Now, Liz, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, I would just encourage them to think about what they can do as a family, and just make that small difference. Just, you know, teach their kids what they can, and to just say, okay, can I take this aluminum can and keep it in my car, and can I recycle it somewhere rather than throw it in the trash can? And just if everybody makes that little effort, I think we'll just see what a beautiful community we have and just how blessed we are to live here.
Liz, it was a pleasure to have you in today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Liz Trossel, and we're talking about the Green Team of Carbon County. For more information, you can find them over on Facebook at the Green Team of Carbon County, or visit their website, www.ccgreenteam.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.